thought it was an outstanding performance from the lads. You know, I said to them before the game, let's put a marker down in front of our home supporters in terms of the level of performance, the level of commitment. And we certainly did that. You know, sent everybody away happy. We're not getting carried away with it. But equally, there were some good signs out there today.
Their goals, first one at the end of the first half, and then that second one, did you think you'd got 2 points at that point?
Well, obviously, at that time, the goal which goes in, you're concerned. But, you know, equally, if it'd been a draw, you know, the level of the performance of the lads, and I felt we put a marker down today in front of our home fans, and that's what we asked the lads for. You know, two sides of the game to implement what we'd done in training. We knew how Contry would play with a three at the back and rolling it out, and could we be positive in terms of our closing down? And I think every time we did that, we got success. Every time we retreated as a team, we let them get in the rhythm. So I think the lads showed today that they understood what was asked of them to do, but it's the manner of which they implemented the game plan, which I was so pleased with.
And good for the home fans to possibly first glimpse of the new players and how well they played.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the friendlies, we only had a couple of thousand here, so it's always a big game for a player, and you're playing on your home patch for the first time. Some of them played great. Well, they all think they all played great, and that's good. You know, I think they've had a taste of what this ground can be like. But I said to the lads before that we've got to instigate that type of atmosphere by the manner of the way we play, whether it's a club bit closing down, whether it's a bit of positive play in the final third, whether it's a header from the centre half. You know, we've got to get the crowd out of their seats, and once we've got that, this crowd could stay with us, and they can be instrumental in us winning games.
If you have to make a criticism and look for things to improve on, their centre back getting the 2 goals for them has to be a concern.
It maybe is. You know, you concede goals, and the first delivery from Pugh was top class. Do you know what I mean? Top class in that area, and it was a very difficult one for Davo and Jordan to deal with. So it's hard to say, you know, someone was made a real mistake from us. I just thought it was a Premiership delivery. And obviously the second one, you know, Comtry had gone very direct in the last 15 minutes, throwing Redder Johnson up front, and he's a massive threat. So, of course, we'd love to have stopped that. But we'll take a lot of positives from today's performance. It's always important to get those first three points of the season, and the way we went about it is just as important. So it was good. And our mind is now focused on the next game, which is Morecambe tomorrow. Big, strong, organised team, probably 4-3-3, what they've been playing throughout the course of pre-season, and away at Dagenham on Saturday. Jim always gets them well organised and compete for every ball. So I think it'll be a different type of game to Saturday in terms of the way Coventry's set about with their system and the way they look to get out the back all the time. Don't envisage it to be like that. But what we have got to be prepared to do is really roll our sleeves up and be up for the cup tie, because you know, we want to progress. You know, it's a cup tie, getting the hat's great, but it's the next game at the start of the season for us where we want to build on what we did on Saturday.
And you said that a couple of knocks from the game on Saturday. How did Aaron McLean come through?
Yeah, Aaron's fine. Generally with Aaron, he came in yesterday stiff, his body is stiff, muscle stiffness, no more than that. His actual injury is fine, but it's the first week he's had with football proper training, and you know, we now need to progress him he needs a mini pre-season really, because we want him sharp. His game is about closing down and powerful sprints, but being able to repeat those sprints, and we need to get him in a state where he can do that.
Because people maybe with a passing interest in football don't realise how important that pre-season is, of getting that into your body before you start.
Yeah, it's so important to get that base of fitness, you know, injury prevention wise more than anything. So that's where we are with Aaron. He'll be involved tomorrow, but equally he's had a hard morning today, and depending on what game time he gets tomorrow, we'll decide on what he does tomorrow night after the game on the pitch with Nick. But yeah, we're just going to make those decisions right with Aaron and make sure he's fit and ready to go.